The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. I think all of us have kind of in the back of our head this nagging idea that God wouldn't let bad things happen to good people, so therefore they must have been bad people. Well, this is what their conversation is about in the gospel today at the beginning of the gospel. And it's easy for us to say, well, maybe back then people had such a simplistic view of God and how things worked. But I remember, if you remember, the Hurricane Katrina. I wasn't in this parish, so it wasn't anybody here, but there was a conversation going on in the back of the church after Mass one Sunday, and a lot of people were arguing about probably that Katrina came to New Orleans because New Orleans was a sinful city. Do you remember those conversations? Yeah, crazy. Or at the beginning of this war, Russia's war with Ukraine, if you remember the reason that they gave in the beginning why Ukraine had to be eliminated, it was because they had let modernism enter into their country. So the question is then, is the fate of socially progressive nations war? Each of us and our fate according to what we deserve? Do they deserve destruction? And if that's the kind of system God has established, what kind of God would that be? Certainly not God as we know him through Jesus. Maybe in the ancient Near East. But I think a lot of people carry around this idea of God as punisher. People actually only instill fear in other people to have control over them. And I guess if people have this image of God as one who seeks control, fear could be a part of the belief system. But God doesn't seek control. He's in control. God actually is really the opposite. God is mercy. And so we have the story of the fig tree. Rather than cut it down, nurture it. To be honest, I've told you my fig tree stories before, right? I had a couple. They never bore fruit. I had them for 5 years, and I cut them down. They were a waste of my time, and they just made more shade in the yard. So my first impulse was to cut them down. And then my friend who gave them to me says, "Oh, no, give it another year, fertilize it. The gospel's coming to life all of a sudden." He said to me, he's a heart doctor, he says to me, "Figs do what figs do. They don't choose whether or not to bear fruit. It's not their fault. It's all up to the amount of sun that they get and the soil and the nutrients. And what can you do to help that fig tree bear fruit?" Well, short from cutting down all the other trees in the yard, I realized I was only in control of part of it. And if I don't fertilize it, then I'm really part of the problem. Now, that does not exclude the possibility of an unexpected miracle. God's interaction with us and his creation is surprising. In the first reading today, Moses sees fire in the desert. I imagine you've all seen much of the video footage of California and other dry regions in the West where fire has taken over. So Moses' first reaction would have been fear. It's not good to see a fire in a bush in the desert. But he doesn't really understand what he's looking at, so he comes closer. He sees a raging fire that interacts perfectly compatibly with this burning bush. But it isn't burning. The intensity and the heat, it does no harm. Both are sharing the same space. Impossible. The bush that is so vulnerable to fire, and the fire that wills that no harm come to his creation. I was looking for an image on the front of the bulletin, so I Googled burning bush icon just for fun to see what would pop up. Actually, I found that Marc Chagall that's on the cover. I really like that painting, so Marc Chagall won, the modernist won over the icon. But if you Google burning bush icon, half of the things that pop up show a burning bush and Moses, and in the middle of the burning bush is an icon image of Mary and Jesus. While she's still carrying Jesus, right? There's like a little circle and there's baby Jesus in there. Interesting, because the theology of the earliest fathers of the church said that this burning bush prefigured Mary, because the terrible divinity of God, and I don't mean terrible like horrible, I mean terrifying can be a good thing. The terrible divinity of God is something that can come and dwell in our humanity with doing no harm at all, completely compatible with who we are. So then Moses hears the Lord's voice, "Come no nearer, take off your sandals. This is holy ground where we meet. This place where we dwell together is the Holy of Holies." God is revealed even at the time of Moses as the opposite of the Punisher, with his own subtlety and gentleness. Moses hides his face, afraid to look at God, because to look at God meant death. So this third Sunday of Lent, we recognize that God's intention is to save. The understanding that we have of the Red Sea and baptism is that just as the Israelites passed through the waters of the Red Sea into the desert, which is our life, so we pass through the waters of baptism and head toward the promised land after our time in the desert. But here today in the gospel, we see a bush on fire that leads us to that water. And we see the fig tree that gets another season if we do the work to bear the fruit.